you are listening to this for the first time in whatever platform you are listening to, I humbly ask you, as your amazing new dating coach, to press a follow button, to press a whatever button, because we're in for an adventure. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about anticipation, love, and how things are a lot easier than you think they are. So if you are new, make sure to subscribe or follow or whatever it is, because we are in for something great. I hope you've had a good week. I hope you've had an amazing week, because it is apparently Saturday today. I'm recording this on a Friday, and it's Saturday that we normally do these things. But let's get into it. Hi, and welcome to the latest and greatest of the Honest About a Dating Podcast with me, your host, Harvey Hook. If you don't know who I am a dating coach. I am your dating coach. I am the best dating coach. And here we are talking about love, anticipation, and all that kind of stuff. I chose anticipation as the theme of this podcast today because I really did want to talk about the idea that when we are looking forward to something, we often bring something more enhancements to it. And I want to bring forth a metaphor. And when we do talk about anticipation, I do want you to consider it in terms of your relationship, making someone like you, making something work more, but also creating an experience. Because when it comes to dating, we are, in fact, creating an experience, you know, for someone else and for ourselves. So we do have to get in tune with what experience do you want to have. Do you want it to be sexy? Do you want it to be amazing? Do you want it to be something full of joy? Or do you want it to be something that's troublesome and frustrating? I don't know about you, but out of troublesome and drama and frustrating, or joy, happiness, and pleasure, I don't know about you, but I know which ones I pick. And the reason why I'm also bringing this up is because when I do talk about people about happiness, there are some people out there that say, you know what, but it's okay to be sad. And to those people I say, it's okay to be sad. But what do you prefer, happiness or sadness? Because some people use sadness as a way to feel good. What happens when we're sad? You know, we can connect with people. We can complain about stuff. We tell our friends, hey, isn't it great how we're sad? In fact, here's a story that you will not know unless I tell you. This is a great story. An amazing story. So, last week, I recorded a video. It was the Harvey Hook Guide to Open Relationships. And if you don't follow me yet on YouTube, please go to YouTube, look up the Harvey Hook Guide for Open Relationships. You can find me, Harvey Hook, get him hooked. And you can put it in your eyes and your ears and, most importantly, your heart. But I recorded this video and I was looking forward to it. I had a bit of what you call anticipation. And so what I did was, when I was creating this video, I had this idea that I was going to interview random people in the city. And I was going to ask them the question, are you a human being? Because what I was really looking forward to was creating like a funny video, and I would get a lot of reactions of people going, what? And what I didn't account for is the fact that, really, honestly, I've worked on myself and I've opened myself up, and now I'm the kind of person that really, truly, I can connect with anyone. And when I connect with anyone, what happens is because I come across, and this is the definition of the phrase, go first. And I say this because back in the day, I used to really help people around social anxiety, and a lot of guys around social anxiety with their fear around connecting with women. And I used to have this phrase called go first, which meant if you wanted to connect with someone, go first. Set the standard, set the frame, set everything. If you want someone to love you, go first with that love. If you want someone to feel good around you, go first with that feeling good. Don't rely on the other person, but bring that to the situation. Bring it to them. So I did what I did, and I went first, and my cameraman was shocked because everyone that I spoke to was happy to be in the video, but not only that, they received it really well. They were excited to be in the video, and it was really good. But here's the story. I turn around from interviewing one person, and this guy comes up to me. He comes up, he goes, hi, who are you? I say, hi, I'm Harvey Hook. I am a dating coach for women. This is what I do. You can go to this website, all this crap. And he's like, cool, I've been single for a while. And I ask him the question, great, how's that going for you? And he goes, really good. I'm like, awesome. If you're loving being single, fucking be single. You get the choice. That's fantastic. And he goes, yeah, I'm depressed. And I go, wow, amazing. How's the press going for you? I bet it's really working out for you. And he goes, you know what? Yeah, it is. You know what? Yeah, it is. And they go, wow. You know, must really be working out for you if you really like it. He goes, yeah. I'm episode 3 depressed. He's excited to tell me how depressed he is. I'm episode 3 depressed. Now I go and tell him this, my story. I'm like, yeah, I understand what you mean. You know, I've been depressed myself. Personally, I decided happiness is a lot better. I've learned how to get out of it. And one of the things I do with people is if someone is depressed, I can fucking pull them out of it really quickly. That's what we do. I don't know about episodes. I just watched the whole season. Because you can't take this shit too seriously. One of the things that makes you stuck in the pain more is when you take it seriously. Is you take it so seriously and you're like, oh, I'm episode 3 depressed. Now, some people out there will listen to this podcast and go, I'm an inconsiderate person for not being like, are you okay? But I went first. I decided in that moment that it was going to be something fun and something fantastic. And his vibe, his passion, his excitement to tell me he was depressed was amazing. He was like, wow, I'm depressed. It's amazing for me. And I said, look, if you ever want anything or if you ever want to chat, go to Get Him Hooked. That's it. And I was tripping balls afterwards. I was so excited how amazing the whole day went. But it's interesting because I'm here today to tell you that honestly, just a little bit honestly, that pain, and I mean emotional pain, and this is the big thing that is going to fucking slap people and people are going to be like real pissed off at me right now. And I want you to be, I want you to get angry because anger is a lot better than fucking apathy. But emotional pain does not exist. Emotional pain does not exist. Or it does if we create it. That you are the creator. That there is no one that can hurt you. There is no one that can hurt you. You hurt you. But why do we say that? Why do we say that? Because sometimes we get trained. Or in the past, we have been trained by the world that maybe not this is you. And I really hope this is not you. And we can have these situations. We can get out of it really quickly. But maybe, just maybe, there was a time and a place where you had learnt past tense. Not present tense anymore, but past tense. Being happy wasn't all it's cracked up to be. That having something good wasn't all it's cracked up to be. That maybe, why feel good when feel bad allows you to connect with people? It allows you to complain. And I'm not saying this is you, because this isn't you. But we both know now that there is so much joy and pleasure and love and passion in the world. There are so many things to feel, so many things to do, so many people to meet, so many friendships to have, so many loves to exist in, that we don't have to live in a place where things are painful. In fact, if you're someone who's listening to this and you're saying, yeah, but that's easy for you to say. You figured it out. Well, if I can figure it out, you can figure it out too. You can. Because, and this is the thing that I say, it's okay. But this whole podcast is about anticipation. I do want to talk about anticipation because anticipation can be a great tool and a great ability and a great thing for you to implement when it comes to interacting with the world. But before we talk about anticipation, before we talk about anticipation, I do want you to recognize another thing. And that is you are a conscious creator of the worlds that you are in. I want you to look around you for a second. And I know you already understand this. I want you to look around for a second and to look at the things that you have in your life. the job you have, the car you drive, if you drive a car, the quality of your skin, the nature of your hair, the vibe that you exist in. These are all things that you, now I'm going to fucking tongue in cheek here, right? That you consciously created. Consciously created, meaning you created it through your consciousness. You created it through your consciousness, which means whether you're aware of it or not, the things that you are thinking is what you get. For example, I will want, from time to time, I interact with people, right? And they will come to me with a story. They will say, hey, Harvey, I've attracted this person. I've got this relationship. How do I turn it around? And I want them to recognize for a moment that truly, that they got exactly what they wanted. That they were in a world that maybe they wanted a partner. They weren't specific about what partner they wanted, so they got any partner. They got that person. Now, on the other hand, that helps us decide. How do you know what you want until you get what you don't want? So you get into a relationship, just any relationship. Then you decide, hey, I want a relationship where someone loves me. So you get into another relationship where someone feels really good about you. But then you realize there's no passion. Actually, I've had this before. This is not a non-common experience that I've had in the past tense. Everyone's fucking great. I know, I live in a world where there's no fucking problems. But it's really funny in the past. I've interacted with some people out there who've had a really sexual relationship, and they think past tense that they can't have a loving relationship and a sexual relationship. So they shut down that part of their body. So it's sort of like you're driving a car. You're a little bit left, you're a little bit left, you're a little bit driving into the left. And then afterwards, you go, okay, sexual, too sexual is too much. I'm going to be a little bit more romantic. So you go on the romantic sense. This is where you end up dating a father figure or a mother figure. You know, there's the daddy issues, the mommy issues, all those kinds of issues. And the amount of people that I speak to, it's been very interesting because I always find it I always find this kind of stuff very interesting when I talk to someone and they have attracted a father figure because they've lacked a father figure, or they've attracted a mother figure because they've lacked a mother figure. And remember, there is nothing wrong with this if it's what you need, because there might be a phase of your life where you've needed a mother figure or you've needed a father figure. And that might be what you've always wanted. You wanted to look, someone to look up to, someone to lead you through the process. And that's not bad if you enjoy it. And then there are some other people who go out there and they are, how do I say this? They go out there and they feel like dating is hard. So they are only capable. This is what I mean. You get what you ask for. They think dating is hard, and so they are only capable of meeting people who prove their point. Have you ever had a period of your life? Have you ever had a period of your life where it just seems like everyone you meet is sort of the same? You know, I once went through a period of my life where I was really into open relationships. So every person I met at that time, as the anecdote goes, was weirdly into open relationships. It was an interesting world. Everyone I met was open. Sometimes they were really hippie. Sometimes they were like coaches themselves. And I went through it to realize, hey, this sort of world is not a world I want to be in. So this is what I mean, that we create a dimensional shift. And by dimensional shift, it's sort of like how do I put this? It's sort of like, I really feel like we all live in the same universe, but we sort of live in different, like, visual dimensions. And I don't mean visual dimensions, like you can't see the other person, but there is a part of our brain called the reticular activation system. And that means when you're hungry, you look for things you're hungry about. When you're thirsty, you look for things that, like, that quench your thirst. You seek and you shall find. And so I sort of imagine the world that we live in sort of like we live in parallel dimensions, metaphorically, not physically. And that those people looking for pain will find pain. They will see the people that are going to bring them more pain, and they'll be incapable of seeing the people that bring them love. They're the people that look for love, and they will be incapable of seeing the people that are looking for pain. Now, there comes people like me, like a fucking, I don't know what I am. I was going to say shepherd, but the crazy old man with a lantern, sort of leading you through the cave. And there are those people that lived in pain, and they decided, I don't want this anymore. I want to go through that. And that's where we talk. That's where we set up a call. That's where we work together long term, and we create something amazing for you so you can live the life that you are wanting to live, or that you do live, to reach your potential or to explore your potential. Because, truth be told, I want you to know this. There is nothing wrong with you. And there's nothing wrong with working with a coach. I work with coaches. If you think that you're weak for working with a coach, fuck you. But I do want you to know this, that there is nothing, and more, before I speak, I want you to hear the words that I'm saying. I want you to hear it and feel it in your heart, that there is nothing wrong with you, and that there's nothing wrong with your life. The better yet, everything goes according to plan. That there is a plan, and that you are living it. That you are moving through your life's plan. That everything you want, you create. Everything you move towards, you are a part of. That there is nothing that you have not asked for, that you have not received. You can call it God, you can call it the universe, you can call it, I don't know, power of intention, power of you, you can call it personal power. But you get what you ask for. You create, you move forward, you see the world, you shift through it. You decide, you are a decider. You decide what to eat, you decide what to live, you decide who to love. That you are the being that creates all of this. That it exists through you, because of you, not to you. And you can say it with me now. These things happen because of me, not to me. That every situation, every life situation, whether you like it or not, and I hope you like it, and I know you're the kind of person that loves it. That it all happens because of you. Now, I titled this podcast, The Power of Anticipation. And we were going to be talking about anticipation. But isn't it interesting that when you anticipate something, you listen more? When you anticipate something, there is more part of you that wants it. That if you, someone says, hey, I'm going to talk to you about anticipation, that we are going to be getting some amazing stuff here today, and you are anticipating it. You are interested in it, and that adds to the experience. If you are given every meal you ever wanted to eat in your entire life today, you'd have nothing to look forward to. So that maybe looking forward to is part of the process, and maybe, just maybe, that's why I said that this podcast is about anticipation, and we never actually spoke about anticipation. That what you anticipate is what you get, and what we forget is that anticipation is part of the process. In fact, sometimes anticipation is the process. That in some people, some dates you might go on, some people that you interact with, not every person has to be the love of your life. But if you feel like you're angry at yourself that you're not there yet, or if you've ever felt that way, Remember, you are in the anticipation process. That this is part of the process for you to get ready for the love of your life. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I am Harvey Hook. I am your dating coach. Thank you so much for listening. I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.